ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Inflation at the wholesale level easing a bit last month. Producer prices down 2.6% year to year. Tomorrow we find out about prices at the consumer level, which is what a lot of economists use to gauge inflation. NATO scrambling jets after Russia violated Russian airspace. The drones were shot down. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
It comes less than a week after Russian President Vladimir Putin traveled to China, showing unity with leaders of China and North Korea. Since that meeting, Russia has staged its largest aerial attack on Ukraine since the war began.
Russia now claiming it did not deliberately target Poland when it sent the drones there. Demonstrators fanning out across France. They have called for a full day of strikes and protests over proposals to cut government spending. Police in Queens, New York are looking for the man suspected of murdering a husband and wife in their 70s, terrorizing them for 5 hours before tying the husband to a pole and setting him on fire. The wife also burned. This is ABC News. A new book by Kamala Harris reflecting on what she now says was the wrong decision in letting President Biden decide on whether to run for re-election.
Here's what she writes in that excerpt in The Atlantic. It's Joe and Jill's decision. We all said that like a mantra, as if we'd all been hypnotized. Was it grace or was it recklessness? In retrospect, I think it was recklessness. The stakes were simply too high. This wasn't a choice that should have been left to an individual's ego, an individual's ambition.
That's ABC's Jonathan Carl. New concerns about protecting kids online. Former Meta whistleblowers coming forward. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
New claims that Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, is suppressing concerns about child safety. Two former Meta employees testified before a Senate committee, saying they uncovered evidence that children using the company's virtual reality products were being exploited.
The former employees say Meta deletes or alters research. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. There's extra police at Preble High School today, along with more student support staff after two separate fights during lunch yesterday. In one, a student was arrested, and when officers searched for a locked classroom, they also found a handgun and ammunition. The gun wasn't on the student or out in the open. Police are still deciding on charges. Meanwhile, the Packers are shining a spotlight on high school football coaches across the state. They're looking for your nominations for Coach of the Week. Each week, the Packers recognize a high school coach for making a difference on the field or in the community. Each winning coach gets a $1,000 donation for their school's football program. And at the end of the season, one coach will be named Coach of the Year and be recognized when the Packers host the Bears at Lambeau in December. Nominations are open now, and the first Coach of the Week will be announced next week. More at Packers.com. In Green Bay and across Wisconsin, you could be waiting years to get a defense attorney if you're charged with a crime. A new investigation from Wisconsin Watch highlights the story of one Green Bay resident who's been waiting more than 2 years for a public defender. At her last hearing, the court said it had tried more than 10,000 times to find her an attorney for her 2023 drug possession case. As of the start of August, the state court system reported a backlog of more than 12,500 felony cases. For news at the top and the bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers wrap it up in Texas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Game 3 of the Brewers-Rangers series today in Arlington. Milwaukee losing again last night, this time 5-4. The Rangers rookie Michael Helman, the star again, with a leaping catch over the outfield fence to deny Bryce Terang a home run. And then he went out and hit his own two-run homer in his next at-bat. The Brewers have reactivated Rhys Hoskins after missing 57 games with an injured thumb. NFL, the Packers signing wide receiver Christian Watson to a one-year extension worth $13 million. Watson suffering a torn ACL early January against the Bears, expected back later this season. The Packers play the Commanders tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. Kickoff 7:15. Offensive tackle Zach Tom and guard Aaron Banks, both questionable for the game. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers played Alabama for the first time ever this Saturday. Kickoff 11 a.m. It looks like Danny O'Neill will again start at quarterback. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormas. Just an outside chance of a stray shower today. Otherwise, a great-looking September day with partly sunny skies and highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the mid-50s. Another good one on Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 76. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. A little less chill in the air and a little bit more summer feeling temperatures throughout the afternoons this week and for sure next week. So fall kind of went, all right, we'll let you have a little bit more nice weather. We'll wait a little bit.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. And I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it, you broke it. Watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend. These eyes are crying.
they stop making music like this? We don't know either.
Oh!
It's T-Rex on Local News and Timeless Hits on 97.9 WGBW. I have a little, I think it's a second cousin, first cousin, once removed, whatever. I don't know how to do any of that. But he could tell you every kind of dinosaur, the period in which they roamed the earth. I mean, he's way smarter than I ever was at that age. But if you like to go to the Neville Museum, I know they have an Ice Age exhibit and some that take you, you know, far back in time. They also have a brand new exhibit at the Neville called Secret Seuss. And it's all about Dr. Seuss from two collectors. And there's some of the original illustrations from the characters that you'll recognize from the Dr. Seuss books. It's really, really neat. Check it out. It's at the Neville right now.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Inside Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Inside Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. Don't miss your chance to see Secret Seuss at the Neville Public Museum. This creative exhibit features a collection that consists of original character illustrations created by Dr. Seuss, as well as a collection of his unorthodox taxidermy. There are also bronze sculptures of some of his most famous characters. The exhibit is only around until October 5th. For pricing and more information, including the museum's hours of operation, go to NevillePublicMuseum.org. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
One night they blew up the mess hall. Another night they hit the motor pool and tried to blow up all the trucks. They set charges around the guard tower at least once. It didn't seem like they had one specific target, really. They just wanted to destroy and kill anybody they could. There was one night we were up at the tower firing, and I saw a B-40 rocket heading towards us. I could see the sparks trailing. I was firing in that direction and thinking, okay, I'm dead. There were three of us up there firing, and I expected all of us to be killed. We kept firing, and nothing happened. The next day, we did an inspection, and there's that rocket embedded in the sandbags below us. It could have taken off the top of the bunker and killed us like nothing. They were that powerful. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.fm. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Green Bay, get ready to explore and experience the Old Main Street District. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Thursday, September 18th from 5 till 8 p.m., you can explore a variety of Old Main Street District businesses at this brand spanking new event. Each business is offering you an exclusive one-night-only special with hands-on activities. Some of them involve tasting or trying new things, and best of all, each one gives you an opportunity to treat yourself. Check it out. Head to WGBW.fm and click events.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I wanna hold your hand.
The Temptations.
My girl.
Tommy James.
Crimson and Clover.
The Supremes.
Mama said you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait.
Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW.
Well, you know you make me wanna
shout,
kick my heels up.
to know. I said, I want you to know right now. Hey, you've been good to me, baby. Better than I've been to myself. Hey, hey. And if you ever leave me, I don't want nobody else. Hey, hey. I said, I want you to know.
Another local news update is coming your way from our WGBW newsroom on local news and timeless hits. It's 97.9 WGBW.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking. It's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome, I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't. Go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm a leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. To go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
Wow.
come on and hold me tight. I love you.
And timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Our news crew is always in early and always getting you the scoop on what's going on around town. Another local news update from the WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. There's extra police at Preble High School today, along with more student support staff after two separate fights during lunch yesterday. In one, a student was arrested, and when officers searched for a locked classroom, they also found a handgun and ammunition. The gun wasn't on the student or out in the open. Police are still deciding on charges. If you have information that can help with an investigation, call Green Bay Police or leave a tip with Crime Stoppers. Some City of Green Bay workers are taking their lunch breaks outside on Tuesdays this month, not just for some fresh air, but to take a walk with the community as part of a national push to get people more active. The goal is to spread awareness about reducing the risk of heart disease. The Heart Health Walks will continue for the next two Tuesdays and on World Health Day on Monday, the 29th. Just meet at City Hall at noon. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in Wisconsin and across the country. Most cardiac events are preventable. Just 30 minutes of activity a day, like a walk on a fall day like today, can make a big difference. The Packers-Lions matchup on Sunday was the most watched Week 1 game in more than 2.5 decades, according to CBS Sports. The matchup drew nearly 24 million viewers on Sunday. The Pack squares off with the Washington Commanders tomorrow night in primetime. It's their winter warning game, where they'll be all decked out in white uniforms and asking fans to be a part of the whiteout, too. For news at the top and the bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormas. Just an outside chance of a stray shower today. Otherwise, a great-looking September day with partly sunny skies and highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the mid-50s. Another good one on Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 76. Currently, it's 62.
WGBW.
The mind.
a-tumbling down, a-tumbling down, tumbling down.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. You can listen on the radio. You can also stream right there at our website at WGBW.fm.
Yeah.
Local news and timeless hits. It's Superstitious from Stevie Wonder on 97.9 WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna, and for those of you who are very superstitious, this should make you feel good. We won't have another Friday the 13th at all in 2025. They're done for the year. In fact, we won't have another Friday the 13th until February 13th of 2026. So you've got time. Don't you worry.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You've still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Hunters, beware what you eat. Wisconsin health officials have issued a new consumption advisory for ducks harvested on Green Bay. Testing shows mallard and wood ducks on the bay are contaminated with toxic PFAS forever chemicals. UW-Madison researchers have linked contamination in the bay to Tyco fire products near Marinette. A key research center on the Mississippi River is falling prey to big federal cuts targeting science. The French Island facility, known as an ecosystem research area, produces information on water quality, invasive species, wildlife diseases, and more. Heavy cuts to the program take effect on October 1st and could effectively eliminate more than a century of scientific research. Knowledge is power. Right now on the Defender podcast, $150 million is available to help Wisconsinites upgrade their homes and cut energy use. Learn how to get started at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flat feet on the ground. When I said, nah, let me say it one more time, y'all.
and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Going to be a whiteout game on Thursday Night Football. All those details coming up during your next local news update. It's on the way at 10.
You and I cuddle to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me. Oh, you cry and moan and say it will work out. But honey child, I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees.
In the present. Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes. Some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes.
Sherry Preston, Israel continues.